1491.
Hi, Mike Kelly here for West County Nissan. Save thousands off of all new Nissans now during the model year-end blowout. 4,000 off Sentras, 8,000 off Muranos, 9,000 off Maximus, 12,000 off Armados. Plus, drive home the totally redesigned 2013 Altima and get 4,000 off now. Get to the all-new West County Nissan and take it to the house this weekend. For more, go to westcountynissan.com. In lieu of all rebates and incentives, financing through NMAC.
Tired of driving hassles? Then take advantage of this special offer. DWI, the easy way to stop driving for weeks, months, or even forever. Just drive drunk anywhere in Missouri and lose your driving privileges, pay thousands of dollars, and start walking your way to a new lifestyle of embarrassment and inconvenience. But wait, there's more. You'll also get the fun-filled roadside coordination test, and you'll be whisked away for a night you'll never forget. Officers are standing by now.
You drink and drive, you lose. Arrive alive. This message brought to you by the Missouri Coalition for Roadway Safety.
Dear Honda, thanks for giving my boyfriend Jake a great deal during your Happy Honda Days sales event. He said it's the perfect time to get a new Civic. It could be because the dealers are giving great deals on new Civics, but I think it means he's ready to pop the question. Plus, with the money he saved, I'm thinking giant rock. Love, Shelly Evans, Nay Brown.
More happiness with every Honda during the Happy Honda Day sales event. Now's the time to get a great deal like 0.9% APR financing for well-qualified buyers on the 2012 Civic. Visit your Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details.
How much is that doggy in the window? The one with the waggly tail.
When they started cutting dogs' tails off. You ever see those dogs?
Bobbing.
Yeah. Like a stub.
Rottweilers they do that with. We've had a couple Rottweilers.
I don't think. Did you have that done?
The breeders usually do it.
Well, and you're cool. I think it's a good idea. Maybe Dr. Doug can tell us, because it is time for your pet's best friend, the official veterinarian of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon, Dr. Doug Karnikoff, courtesy of Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456. Oh, and your questions, if you have them, you have a pet, whatever the pet is. You're free to ask. I need to give you the numbers, and we'll put you up on the screen. First come, first serve. So call now, 314-969-KTRS, or toll free, 888-550-KTRS. And here is, from the Clarkson-Wilson Veterinary Clinic, Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Hey, how is everybody today?
Good, doctor.
Hey, we're getting ready for a big holiday.
Really? What is it?
Thanksgiving.
I didn't hear about that.
Really?
Yeah.
You guys eat the turkeys, I try and cure them. It's a real trauma.
Do you have any customers who come in with turkeys as pets? Because I saw
actually do. We have all types of birds coming in. By the way, I am AM in the PM.
I saw a woman on television. They did a news feature on her, and she has a turkey in her house. And honest to goodness, it's like a dog. She pets it and grooms it. They showed her clipping and trimming it, and it followed her around.
We have a lot of clients, believe it or not, that have different types of what we would call kind of barnyard kind of pets and birds, and they actually, some of them do keep them inside their house. That's a little bit kooky, but, whatever works.
Now, real quickly, and we'll get to our callers, what is the deal with cutting dogs' tails off? Is that necessary?
It's not necessary. It's something that mankind and, in their great wisdom, they've created what we call breed standards and a specific breed look. And certainly there are medical conditions where it has to be done, but no, that's not Mother Nature's invention. That's a human invention.
I think
so. You'll
cool.
find many vets won't even. I mean, we. I think I've done tail docking maybe twice in 16 years. So it's just not frequent. If you have a breeder that is just really adamant that this is what they want, then, I guess you can decide to do it.
Yeah, but here, dogs have a tail for several reasons. One, they swat insects with them. Two, it's for balance. And, and it's also an expression. Like, what does your dog do when you come home? Wags its tail. I mean, you're taking away its ability to
Well, the nub still wags.
Yeah, but the balance is different.
If they're running and stuff, that obviously they learn to adapt and adjust, but you're right. It was designed as kind of a ballast in running and stuff. So, I don't support it. I don't push it. If there are people that decide they need to do it, it's just like it's also like taking the ears and cutting the ears and docking those. You know, that's
yeah, good. That
and you don't want... they do it with puppies, though, before it's actually all the cartilage is...
Yeah, typically they're going to do the tail thing within 3 to 5 days of birth. And it still hurts, but it's, you know, it's definitely just a cartilaginous kind of thing. And it's
cartilaginous. That's the word. That's the word I was just going to use. I was going to use that word. You want to take calls from pet owners?
Sure.
We have them. We have them.
Can I make one alert? You know, tomorrow is a big meal, and every time at Thanksgiving and Christmas time, animals get in trouble because they eat too much. They get bloat. They get pancreatitis. So, you know, keep them away from the trash. Keep the trash secure. Don't share your dinner with them, okay?
Okay, and I know that that's the rule now, but I go back to when I was a kid and everybody else that I knew as a kid. You know what the dog ate? Table scraps.
Yeah,
that's
sure.
what they ate. And they were fine and healthy and lived forever. But
you know what? That was an animal that was fed that way all the time. In a kind of a more conditioned, generalized.
Oh, so appetite. What you're saying is the dog's been on a regimen of dog food. You can't just one day start
right.
feeding it turkey.
Even changing it from one style
dog
of dog food
to another,
causes a lot of times causes significant upset. Uh-huh. So, yeah, you're right. That's the point. It's not familiar to their gut, and their bowel just doesn't deal with it.
All right, off to the phones we go. We ask that you limit it to one question, if you would, for Dr. Doug. We start with Ken. Ken, say hello to Dr. Doug.
Hello, Dr. Doug, AM and PM.
Hi, Ken. How are you?
Hallelujah. Yeah, I'm all right. We plan on boarding our dog. We're going to take a little trip this weekend. And
okay.
My wife was told by a friend of hers that special shots are needed when you board a dog. Is that correct?
You know, typically and sensibly, you should have your animal up to date because, here's the reality. Most animals going into a boarding facility come from homes where there's a lot of compliance and people take care of their animals like they take care of their family. And in many cases, you're not so concerned about rabies or distemper, but diseases like kennel cough are not life-threatening typically, but they kind of an obnoxious disease, and they even though we vaccinate for it, there are other organisms that can cause that. So I always suggest, yeah, make sure you're up to date. And in fact, by law, you should have rabies, and most policy statements by most grooming and boarding facilities will require that you're up to date.
Yeah, we're up to date on the normal shot, but just
yeah.
There's a special shot for to board an animal, correct?
Yeah, there's, some people will demand certain, a certain regime or a certain collection of vaccines, and not all vets will do the same complement of vaccines. So you should talk to your vet and find out, first of all, find out what the boarder wants,
okay.
The boarding facility, and then talk to your vet and see if he honors those particular vaccines.
All righty.
Okay.
All right. All right. And that kennel cough, Pian, I know you had a dog that had kennel cough, and you recorded it.
Yes.
It's disturbing. Here's what it sounds like. Yeah.
See? Oh, yeah.
Wow. It's not good. Greg, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hey, Dr. Doug. Happy Thanksgiving.
You too, Greg. What can I do for
AM
you?
AM and the PM.
Thank you, Greg.
Hallelujah. Just a heads up for that last caller. Every time we board our pets, you have to have the flu shot, the Portobello shot, just about every little shot you can think of. But my question is, we have two male dogs. One's a Bichon and one is a Chocolate Lab. And each one of them thinks that they're in a peeing contest. And they're just marking up the house. Is there any way to stop these male dogs from lifting their legs?
You know, my first question would be...
Bunch, but just squirting and marking stuff, and it's...
I assume they're both neutered.
My wife and I apart.
I assume they're both neutered. Is that true?
Correct.
Okay. And then has this behavior just begun, and they're mature dogs now?
No, they've been doing it for a while, but just gotten to the point now where we keep them in the basement in their dog pen, and we let them outside, and... I mean, I've heard of diapers and stuff. That's about the only thing I can think of, and I was wondering if you had any suggestions.
Right, Greg, let me interrupt you. Greg, let me interrupt. Greg, here's what I think. The dogs have probably seen you pee in the house. I think they copy. What you need to do is now go outside to pee all the time.
Yeah.
And then they'll try to copy you. All right, and now let's hear what Dr. Doug has to say.
I was going to say the same thing, actually.
No,
I think that you need to do a couple things. First of all, the animals tend to urinate in spots, and they tend to mark those areas, and then they're stained and marked with odor. So there are products out there in the marketplace to kind of neutralize some of those odors. So that's the first thing you would do is clean up the site.
Yeah. We've cleaned them and sprayed the areas. That still doesn't work.
Okay. Well, I mean, this is in combination with some management control. So right now you just put them downstairs. And what I would do is kind of retrain them to crates and kind of start to retrain them to not going out, not going around the house, and getting them back into a, almost as though they were a puppy being retrained to go outside and be housebroken. And,
correct.
You know, and then there has to be penalty and restriction until they get it down correctly.
Well, it's not like they're going to the bathroom. It's just little tiny squirts. I mean, they could go outside and pee for 2 minutes, and they'll come inside and still have a little reserve left and start squirting all over.
Yeah. By the way, that happens when you get older, too.
Yeah.
That happens to men when they get older.
They have a lot of reserve.
But it is a combination of, in my mind, control and just managing them differently and also, you know, just not making it available. There might be, you know, I don't know of any other, given that they're already neutered, I'm not sure other than good management and training that's going to be your best alternatives. And I did want to make one other mention. You mentioned the flu vaccine, and a lot of people always wonder if that should be vaccinated for. And again, it really comes down to the mandate that's delivered by the boarding facility. But a lot of people will tell you that, in the literature will tell you that the flu vaccine really isn't necessary unless you have a persistent very concentrated exposure to a lot of animals. So, again, check with your vet and check with your boarding facility.
Okay? All right. Well, thank you very much.
Greg, thank you for the call. And that flu thing, Pian, I know you also had a dog that got into some sneezing fits, and I think you recorded that as well, the dog sneezing or the flu.
Yes.
Could you play that for him? It's disturbing.
Oh. Wow.
I hope I don't mess this up. Is it Almir? Is that your name?
Oh, he's gone.
Almir's gone, so that doesn't matter. Jim is up next. Jim, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hello, how are you?
Good, how are you, Jim?
I'm fine, thank you. I have an 11-month-old Labrador mix. She's a female. She's been spayed. She's a good dog. She's about 90 pounds. And every time I put her in a crate, we have a large crate to put her in. She, when we leave the house, she really tries to break out and, you know, like bite the door, bite the cage. When we come home, there's just saliva all over the bottom of the cage and puddles where she's actually been doing it for quite a long time.
Yes. She's going through something called separation anxiety, plus she doesn't like being restricted like that. You know, you can, there are a number of products on the market now that are used for separation anxiety, actually kind of antipsychotic drugs that come out of the human industry. So you can talk to your vet about that. Prozac is one, clomipramine, or Clomacom in the veterinary industry is another one. So those can be very useful. You do that with some training over time. You can wean away the drug, but get them kind of in control initially. The other thing, some people don't want to spend the money on those drugs. I have had success using something like Benadryl. It takes the edge off of them. It's not a great antihistamine for skin, but it does help them. So you might want to ask your veterinarian about a dose that he's comfortable with and make sure he's comfortable with the concept of using that. But that's a very simple, inexpensive alternative. Okay?
Okay, sir. I appreciate it. All right.
Good.
Thank you, Jim. Real quickly, then we'll get back to the calls. I go back to what I've said the last few shows. You keep telling these people to ask your vet. They're asking you. You're a vet. Why aren't you asking their vet this to begin with?
By law or ethics, I'm really not in a position to give doses and stuff. I can only make suggestions.
No, I understand that, but why aren't they asking their vets the same questions they're just asking you?
That I don't know.
Because they don't like their vets.
They need to come to Dr. Doug.
Come to me. I'll be happy to serve them.
They need a new vet. Let's go to Ken. Ken, say hello to Dr. Doug.
Hi, I'm Dr. Doug, and I'm also AM and the PM.
That's good to hear.
How are you, Ken?
I'm doing good. I had a problem. I have another question, but the guy before me was talking about his dog's saliva. I had a dog do that, and she was in one of them plastic kennels, and I got one of the wire kennels, and she stopped doing it. So I just assumed it was claustrophobic.
It could be. I mean, as I said, I mentioned that they don't like the separation, but they also sometimes just don't like the constriction or the constrainment
right.
that you get. So that's a good idea.
But my question is, though, I have a 110-pound boxer. When he gets overly excited or another dog approaches, it's like he gets paralyzed in his rear end.
Huh. What, you mean
and once he relaxes, he's able
down?
To stand back up.
Does he actually collapse down or get weak?
Yeah.
Okay.
On his
wow, that's
end.
Weird.
How old is he now?
He's about 7.
Okay.
And
so
he's done it ever since he was a puppy.
Wow. You know, I don't know if I have an exact explanation without doing some diagnostics, but I would definitely get an x-ray of that lower back. Some of these bigger dogs, and that is a big dog, 110-pound boxer, they
develop
kind of...
Well, he was 127,
kind of,
but he's been on a diet.
Yeah, he needs to be, but if sometimes you'll find that there's some what we call, it sounds funny, a bony exostosis, or you get an additional or proliferation of bone along the spine, like an arthritis. And that can actually impinge on the nerve, so when they start to strain, they get excited and they go into muscle tension. It could put some pressure on those nerves, and the relationship between the nerve and the bone could cause some weakness.
Yeah, but why would that happen when another dog? He said it's when another dog.
But it's, what he's doing, it's not another dog. The dog is just the stimulation. What he's doing is he's going through like an isometric muscular contraction because he gets excited, so he tenses. It's the tensing that's causing the problem.
Yeah, it's kind of embarrassing. You got this big old dog supposed to be rough and tough, and another little bitty dog approaches and he falls down like a...
I mean, it sounds like you might have some intermittent injury.
No, I'm with Ken. I'd be embarrassed. Is that your big dog? No, that's not my dog. I'm just keeping it for somebody else.
I'll do that.
I'll get him x-rayed. I appreciate that information.
Right, Ken,
I would try that for sure.
Thank you for the call, and then we'll take Lisa in a moment. But first, Peon, didn't you also have a dog? I mentioned straining. I know you had a dog
goodness.
At one time that had some issues with severe straining. You
yes.
recorded that, I believe. It's, again, disturbing. Well, play that dog's recording.
Oh.
Oh, boy. Oh, man. Our last call will be Lisa. Lisa, say hi to Dr. Oh, come on.
That was
you should have shut
the
recording
tape.
Off. Lisa, say hi to Dr. Dunn.
Hi, Dr. Dunn.
Hi, Lisa. How are you, honey?
Okay, how are you?
I'm hanging.
Hanging?
Well, I mean, I just have a
question.
What?
I got three dogs, and they're all Shih Tzu mixes.
Okay.
Goodness.
And do they copy off each other, like, as far as tricks?
Oh, sure, they can. I mean, to a point, they have to be kind of guided, but they can pick up behaviors and actions from one another.
Okay, because the two young ones, you know, one will copy, you know, catching the ball, because
sure.
he never used to do it. Now, all of a sudden, he's catching the ball in midair and stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean, some of those behaviors are kind of natural and innate in the makeup of a dog, but if they're encouraged by watching or competing with another dog to do the same.
Yes, they compete, and they get very jealous of one another.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
Is that it? Okay.
Thanksgiving.
Right.
Lisa was our only woman today.
Yeah, and wouldn't that be great, though, if all dogs would do that? Because you'd never have to train your dog. You just take it over to somebody's house whose dog knows a lot of tricks and tell your dog, hey, watch that dog.
Yeah.
Hey, watch him roll over and play dead and catch that ball and chase that stick. And then your dog could do it, and he's trained. That's the end of it.
Good idea.
All right, well, another great segment, Dr. Doug. Thank you. We'll have a great Thanksgiving.
You too. Say hello to the whole fam.
And you too, and we'll talk to you next week.
Bye-bye.
All right, Dr. Doug Pernikoff, everybody. Pet's best friend. Okay, Peon, you've had some issues with dogs you had in the past.
I heard
those recordings.
Kept all the recordings, too.
I never knew that you went through all that. Next up is a fellow dog owner and dog lover, John Londoff Jr. What's that big black dog's name? The Wonder Dog?
Blackwater Jack.
Blackwater Jack.
Jack the Wonder Dog.
Jack the Wonder Dog.
His name on his official papers is a Blackwater Jack.
Wow.
He would be Blackwater Jack too. His father was Blackwater Jack.
Oh, nice.
He obviously took the family name Londoff, Blackwater Jack Londoff. I would think.
Yes.
I think your dog takes
your
family's
part of the
name.
Family. He's a great dog. We've had several labs, and is a great buddy of mine, our trainer, Terry Smith, with Winter Marshall.
Well, that's not a name you hear all the time, Smith. That's not very common.
No.
I don't know why.
As I was saying before, I was so maybe rudely interrupted. But Terry will say, you know, you can't compare your dogs. You can't compare one dog to another dog because, you know, some people have multiple, pets at their house.
And they all have different personalities, even if you get the same breed. Yeah.
They do. I mean, you don't compare your kids, even though sometimes you do, but they're all different, right? So sort your dogs, obviously.
We have to ask John again about our caller earlier.
Yeah, we had a caller earlier who said he thought he saw one of your hunting buddies out near wherever it is you duck hunt.
Foley.
Pulled over by the police in a brand new Suburban that looked like it had a dealer tag on the back. You know anything about that? you laugh, which means you do.
Wait a minute.
I don't know anything about that.
Yeah, you do.
Oh, wait
I think
a minute.
You do. Was it you?
Why would you ask me something?
Because a caller asked, and callers come first. Callers and advertisers. That's who comes first. And was it you? Did you get pulled over? Silence.
No, I have not been pulled over. Quite a while.
For at least a week.
A period of time when I was getting pulled over a few times, and the wonderful, awesome police force in Winfield, Missouri said, you know, this is the third time in about 4 weeks.
So Noah, dealer Suburban got pulled over.
So
by
you don't
Foley,
know anything about it? Was it the Foley police, they said,
yeah,
or something? You don't know anything about this?
Yeah, no,
he keeps saying home first.
Step away from the vehicle, Mr. Larno. Step away from the vehicle.
Well, I can see how you get going on 79 there. It's a... kind of hard not to put the pedal to the metal.
Or you look up in the sky, you know the ducks are going to be flying, you get excited, you can't wait to get there. It happens. Or coming back, you're excited, you can't wait to come tell people
how the
ducks
went,
shot.
Yeah.
The speed limit is 60 miles an hour, so
you seem to be very familiar 50. With it.
Yeah.
Now, let me ask you something else. We're talking about your dog, and these are the kind of things I think of. I'm sure your dog has tags on it. Do you ever worry that maybe if Blackwater Jack gets out and somebody finds him, and he got away from the yard or something, and they see on there, look, this dog's name is Jack Londoff. We'll hold him for ransom because these Londoffs are wealthy car dealers.
Oh.
We'll kidnap this dog and we'll call him and we'll want some ransom money. Do you ever worry about that?
No, because I don't have a lot of money. You have all the money, right?
Oh, good night.
Oh, come on. Money. You know?
Well, then let's just say the perception
let's
would
just say
be.
I just signed another check today, and I almost had to have oxygen given to me because I couldn't believe how much it is.
You know what you need in your office? One of those office defibrillators.
Defibrillator.
Yeah.
When it comes time, how about they get the Frank Opinion check here? I'm like, hold on, clear.
Invoice clear.
You know, you're laughing. You're laughing, but that's because you kind of know it's true.
Yeah, I kind of do. So Jack's tag just has a phone number on it, or his name
Jack's
and a phone number?
Jack's tag just has a phone number, but he also he has a chip. From the Kirkwood Animal Hospital.
Is he strictly an outside dog, or does he get to come in?
Yeah, you know, Mimi Londoff listens all the time. I guarantee you right now she's preparing for a nice big crowd for tomorrow that we're going to have to. I just love Thanksgiving, so she's probably laughing. Jack, he's pretty much of an indoor dog. He's all of my other labs have always had a kennel outside.
Yeah,
they preferred to sleep outside. They were outside dogs.
How do you know they preferred it?
Did they tell you?
Because they stand at the back door and they bark or they look at it.
Oh,
right, love
they,
it outside.
They would get too warm inside sleeping. So. But Jack has a
run of the house
carpet that right by the door to the patio, and that's where he lays.
Yeah, but not in the winter. He doesn't prefer to be outside
wintertime. No, this isn't winter right now.
Is he allowed on the furniture?
Well, it is. You
no,
can't tell it by the weather, but it is winter.
He's, he has one or two spots there right in the TV room and the kitchen. That's where he goes.
Any friends, any dog friends anywhere to play with?
He has buddies of his, other retrievers from the farm.
They come over and hang out?
Some of them are buddies, and some of them sometimes get into fights.
They've snipped each other enough. They're comfortable with each other.
Yeah.
Hey, Jack, how you doing?
You know, I think I'm glad that humans way, way back didn't pick up that habit of sniffing each other.
Yes.
Because dogs, it's like a handshake.
Well,
they walk up, and the first thing they do, they go behind the other dog, check them out. Think if we did that.
Well,
hey, nice to meet you.
Sometimes it may be helpful if you're a dating guy, you know, and just checking out the opposite sex.
The hygiene.
Yeah, the hygiene.
Well,
you want to make sure you're with the clean woman.
It means it's a hygiene check.
With a clean woman?
Yeah, you can tell if she's been around the block too many times.
You know, does your wife listen to the show? Is she thinking, well, what about Ian when he was dating? I wonder, was he sniffing on girls?
Oh, no, I gave her a once-over. She was clear.
Once-over? Hi, honey.
She was cleared.
Hi, honey, can I buy you a drink?
I gave her the once-over, and all that was all good.
She was good to go, yeah.
Wow.
You're laughing pretty good right now, though, so I don't know.
Man.
Ever remember the first Dr. Doolittle with Eddie Murphy?
Yes.
No, I didn't watch that.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, my God, it was a funny movie. It really wasn't child appropriate. The boys were pretty young when we went there, and I think we went We always go to a movie. We stay out of the house, out of Mimi's hair. So tomorrow we'll go have breakfast, and then we'll go see a movie. We're going to go see James Bond. But we went and saw Dr. Doolittle, and when there was a portrayal of when Eddie Murphy was a little boy, and he was being introduced to the by the family, his mom and dad, the new pastor of their church. And the little Eddie Murphy goes behind the back of the new pastor and sniffs his butt.
Oh.
And his mom and mom grabs him, and dad grabs him, and they, what were you thinking? Later he goes, well, that's what dogs do when they want to greet somebody. They sniff each other in the butt. So I guess if you haven't seen the movie, it's one of the many, many funny segments of that movie. There's a pretty funny movie, but that's... Yeah.
Back when Eddie Murphy was actually funny.
Yeah. Yeah, we went and saw the Bond movie the other day, John. It was really good, so I think you'll enjoy it.
And I've seen it, too. Yeah, I think you'll like it.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, you know...
Action-packed.
Just saw a customer out here around, and he's picking his brother up in service, and lives in Little Rock, Arkansas, and I told him, I'm like, hey, just because you moved to Little Rock, it's not like... you move to, England, or London, England. I mean, we can still deliver vehicles to you. And so we exchange business cards again, and we just might be selling a new Tahoe to Ron Everly in Little Rock, Arkansas. So not that, of course, we want all the wonderful listeners of yours, including my good buddy Pat Dodd and John Dawson. Got a nice company here in town. They do a lot of business with us, usually buy a couple, two or three vehicles a year, big listeners to the show, so hi to Pat Dodd and John Dawson, and Pat's little boy and my son Harry played on some hockey teams together in the past. But, you know, it takes even, you know, all the people that we can to make this place roll, because we have...
It takes a village. That's what I like to say.
Yeah.
It takes a village.
That's good.
Thank you. Thank you.
What?
Nothing.
But, I mean, so is tomorrow one of the most, just one of the greatest days of the year?
Oh, I love it. I love Thanksgiving.
I love it. Mimi Lonoff is making potatoes. Her mashed potatoes are absolutely some of the greatest in the world.
Bunch of butter in there. And
I mean, they're I mean, they're just, it looks like whipped cream. It's so smooth.
Yeah.
I don't know what she does or what her secret is, but I know that I will consume a lot. And like years ago, like with my mom and dad, and God bless my dad, we miss him, but you know, she'd make plates for everybody. I'm like, well, what are you doing? Well, I'm sending them home.
She'd make plates like a pottery machine?
To take home afterwards. Leftovers, yeah.
Leftover plates. And my mom and dad go, can we get four or five? I mean, I'd
sure.
go to the garage and get a box.
That's the best thing about Thanksgiving is the leftovers the next day.
Yeah, leftovers for us.
Oh, well, you're saying she gives it all away.
I tell you what I like to do. You know, the one single thing that you picked out to brag on was her mashed potatoes. And Dan, I can back me up on this. There's that casino. What's that place? River City Casino.
Oh, River City, yeah.
There's a steakhouse in there called the 1914 or 1904 Steak, or whatever it's called. I'm not kidding. I went in there a year or two ago, and I have never... And Dan will back me up with it. I've never seen mashed potatoes that perfect. Not a lump the size of a grain of sand. And like you said, almost like Cool Whip. What I'd like to do is go there again, refresh my taste buds,
palate
with their potatoes, then come by and have Mimi serve me her mashed potatoes. And if they're anywhere near, anything close to that steakhouse, then those are some fine mashed potatoes. I'd like to do a little taste test, maybe.
Sometimes I like a couple lumps in the potato.
No,
it absolutely?
I disagree.
These were the best.
No lumps.
No, but so are you offering to take us out to dinner?
No, I'm offering to come over and eat potatoes.
Yeah.
Mashed potatoes.
No, you're not offering to take us out to dinner. I mean, we could just, you know, have like Mimi's, you know, mashed potatoes, like as a little appetizer. And
then go to that steakhouse and compare. But see, then, in front of you, we run the risk of, well, let's just say, heaven forbid, that the steakhouse potatoes were a little better. That's awkward. That would be awkward.
Yeah. They were good, boy. Those were the best I've ever had.
They were unbelievable. You want to sell a car or truck or something?
We need to sell a lot of cars and trucks.
Okay, let's do that.
We sold a lot of cars and trucks. And we need to sell more. We're going to be open until, about 8:30, 9 o'clock tonight. We've already had a great day, so thank you very much to some of your listeners who have already been here and had a great experience buying a new car, new truck, pre-owned vehicle. But Yeah, we have everything. The Chevy Cruze, number one selling car in America. Price of just $15,900.
Oh, that's a good price.
All new, stylish 2013. It's really not all new because it's been out now for about 4 or 5 months, 6 months, the 2013 Malibu, but it's still a new model, a new edition. It is beautiful. It's unbelievable. And we only have those priced right now at $19,990
for
a 2013 Malibu. Just a beautiful vehicle.
Now, I heard a commercial where somebody said we have prices we're not even allowed to tell you about our special. Do you ever have that situation? Do you ever have anything you're not allowed?
Let me ask you this. I mean, we know each other pretty well.
Yeah.
You know, we're not going to try to, you know, play smoke and mirrors. We don't play games with your listeners or any other consumer. And, you know, that particular guy's got a lot of the dealers in this town that are pretty miffed at marketing tactics that he's using, and it won't last. You know, it's just, you know, you it's almost like, why don't you just get on the air, and if he's listening, you know, why don't you just get on the air and say, hey, you know what, customers, consumers, you're stupid.
Yeah.
My name is her. And we at our show, we think
you're going to fall for just about anything we say. Yeah.
Well, I'm just curious. I didn't know what that would be, that you're not allowed to talk about it. I was just curious.
Yeah. I wouldn't trust him.
Well, I didn't want to go that far.
But, so, yeah, no, we're loaded with Silverado pickup trucks. Taking $8,000 off Silverado Extended Cab and Crew Cabs, $2,500 off Equinoxes, $5,000 off Chevy Traverses, and 1.9% financing on certified pre-owned vehicles. So a lot of great deals here at Lawndorf Chevrolet, and we love meeting your customers. I'm getting ready to grab the boys and a bunch of my buddies in the law enforcement community. Our future chief, Tim Lowry, future chief of the Florissant PD, and Kevin Garrison, Jimmy Moran, Jimmy, just a whole bunch of guys. Guns and Hoses, great night. I just love it. I've been taking my boys, Johnny and Sam, since they were probably 7 and 5.
Maybe you'll run into that cop that stopped you in Foley.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe I won't.
Maybe you can fight him for the ticket.
Yeah, yeah, get in the ring, go out, duke it out with you for the ticket.
Are just so funny.
You know what I'd like to see? I'd like to see the equivalent of Guns and Hoses, but it's different car dealers boxing.
Oh, now you're talking.
Now you're going to sell some tickets.
Yeah.
You put
How about you and I?
No. You beat the crap out of me.
Trunks and motors.
Grossly inflated invoices.
What?
No, you're a hockey player. You'd beat me to a pulp. I'm not going to do that. Are you kidding?
Trunks and motors.
You're a big guy. You're big and strong.
Oh, I know what that means. Fat. That's a fat.
Wow.
You're strong.
No, too late. No, too late. You meant fat.
Strong like bull.
He's got a longer reach.
Give us a phone number and an exit off 270 where people can find you.
You know, we're Interstate 270, the Washington Elizabeth exit here in beautiful Florissant, Missouri. Saw my buddy Tom Schneider, Mayor Schneider, today. 24/7, 365 at lawndoff.com, LONDOFF.com. You can practically buy a vehicle online. Or call us, 314-837-1800, 314-837-1800. If you can't make it out tonight, if you're going to Guns and Hoses like me, 6 a.m. Friday, Black Friday, craziness. A lot of great prices, a lot of great deals. And I gave most of them away just a little while ago, but they're going to be even better on Friday. So and Saturday.
All right. Well, have a great Thanksgiving,
everybody.
Have a great Thanksgiving, and as soon as Friday hits, we'll send the Black Friday people to you. Okay.
Remember, Frank, just 2 helpings this year, not 3.
Oh. See, another
one.
That's
one parting
two,
shot.
That's
right,
two
before Thanksgiving.
Fat shots.
I love you, buddy.
Yeah, I can tell. Thank you, John.
Happy Thanksgiving. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. It's the time of year
you're a big guy. Oh, I mean strong.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy. It's a good thing it's Thanksgiving.
3 servings.
Mm-hmm. 3, not 2 servings.
Right,
I got to go
pick
up the pieces of myself, and then we'll come back. And before you know it, Bill Cleveland will be with us on the Big 550 KTRS.
Let's see if things are getting better or worse with traffic. Here's Tim Weiland flying above the skies. Tim.
Hey, Dan. Hey, don't feel bad, Frank. I went to the doctor today for a checkup. Uh-oh. And the first thing he does is he goes, oh, you put on a little weight? You got your belly there? I said, put on some weight. I've lost 23 pounds in the last month and a half. You know, so.
Yeah.
Well, what kind of doctor is that?
I don't know. That's
you must be fat.
Yeah, I got a little bit of a belly. I've lost about 3 inches in the last couple of months and about 23 pounds. So.
Oh, hopefully not in a certain part.
Make me feel real good when he tells me that.
No, that's supposed to make that bigger. If you lose weight, you're supposed to get bigger in that department.
Ah, is that what the way it works?
That's what they say.
All right. Hey, let me give you some serious stuff here. We've got about a three-mile-long jam up on westbound 30. We've got an accident. They are just now shutting down the highway as they try to clear the cars away from here. But like I said, it's at Sugar Creek Road, and there's I know it's at least 3 miles. It may set back to about four, but it's just a parking lot here. They cleared that accident on northbound 270 north of Olive. All lanes are open, but you are slow still from Ladue up through Olive, and then just some spotty traffic from Dorset up through Highway 70. Now, downtown, they've cleared that accident on northbound 55 near Park. All the lanes have been open. 55 is still backed up to 44. 44 is at Jefferson. Once you get over the bridge, eastbound 5570 jams up pretty solid from 13th and Tudor to Highway 64. And then we've got a report of a box spring that's in the lane, in one of the lanes on eastbound 270 at Bell Fountain. This traffic report brought to you by Garmin. Drive with good cheer. Nubia is here. This holiday gift-giving season, give a Garmin. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Thanksgiving Day. You're invited to Thanksgiving with the Kilcoins.
Martin Kilcoin here. Wait a minute. Thanksgiving at my house? This must have been in the contract. I got to start reading this stuff. Yeah, we're opening the doors. The Kilcoin house? Never know who's going to stop by. Special friends, special traditions. We'll have stuffing and dressing. Or is that the same thing? I'm so confused. It's going to be a fun day, though. Spend your turkey day with us.
Thanksgiving with the Kilcoins. Begins Thursday morning at 10 a.m. on the Big 550. Brought to you by American Patriot Beer. Taking America back one beer at a time.
Thank you for calling Rosetta Stone for your free language learning demo.
Yeah, what's the catch?
Excuse me?
Your ad says I can get a free Rosetta Stone demo. So, what's the catch?
No catch. We're so sure the Rosetta Stone method is the fastest, easiest way to learn a new language that we'll give you a free demo to try it for yourself.
Okay, but I've tried to learn a new language before, and it was always too hard.
This is a completely natural way to learn a new language, just like you learned your first language. No tedious translation, useless memorization, or boring drills. It even comes in 30 languages. Oh, but there is one thing.
The catch, right?
You could start speaking in a new language in less than 15 minutes.
Aha! Wait, did you say 15 minutes?
To get your free demo from Rosetta Stone, call now, 1-800-400-4010. Experience for yourself the fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. For your free demo, call now, 1-800-400-4010. That's 1-800-400-4010.
Suffering with the discomfort of stiff, achy joints is bad enough. But what makes it even worse is the disappointment that comes from incomplete joint products that just don't work. But now, you can finally get relief from your discomfort and disappointment thanks to Instaflex, the first complete joint solution that's now the number one seller at GNC. Instaflex is number one because, unlike others that only disappoint you, its fast-acting complete formula can start relieving your joint discomfort in just a few days. And now, as part of a nationwide giveaway, you can get a complimentary two-week sample of fast-acting Instaflex just by calling 1-800-900-6110. Complimentary samples are not available in stores, but if you call now, we'll ship your sample straight to your door. But hurry, supplies are very limited. Great for your knees, hands, even your hips. Instaflex is available at GNC, Rite Aid pharmacies, and Vitamin World. But remember, you can only get your complimentary two-week sample by calling now, 1-800-900-6110. That's 1-800-900-6110.
Don't be fooled by these out-of-town roofers. Make sure you hire someone who's been here yesterday, who'll be here today, and who'll be here tomorrow. I'm talking about John Beal Roofing. Three generations in the St. Louis metropolitan area. Residential, commercial, industrial. John Beal Roofing not only can fix your roof, they're up to date on all the latest products, procedures, and building codes. John Beal Roofing, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. That's 1-800-NEW-ROOF or johnbealroofing.com.
Hi, George Weber. At last year's Black Friday sale, Weber Chevrolet sold 440 vehicles, seven times more than the normal weekend. Seven times! Don't miss out this time around as we once again offer our lowest prices of the year. Like last year, we're opening our doors at 5 a.m. and offering unbelievable deals on cruises and Malibus. 2013 base cruises, dealer discounted to just $14.9, and 2013 base Malibus to just $19.9. These prices are available to everyone. There are no gimmicks and no asterisks, but the prices are only good until 9 a.m. That's not all. Every other vehicle in our lots will be on sale at different times during the weekend. No matter what you want or need, you can buy it for Black Friday pricing. We even have specials we're not allowed to advertise. Check out WeberChevrolet.com for the schedule and complete details. Come see why we sold 440 cars in one day last year. It's only at Weber Chevrolet. Four locations are at WeberChevrolet.com. Chevy runs deep. See you at 5 a.m.
To get to a better place in your life, go to a better place. American Equity Mortgage, 314-878-9999, or visit AmericanEquity.com.
Custom closets have never been so affordable. Call St. Louis Closet Company, 314-781-9000, and schedule your free in-home estimate. That's St. Louis Closet Company, 314-781-9000.
Problem, your skin is dry, your throat is scratchy, and yow, static shock. Think you can have a comfortable, healthy home with a portable humidifier? You think wrong, my friend, because that only solves the problems in one room. With an April Air humidifier, you get the perfect amount of soothing moisture in every room of your home. Your heating and cooling specialist installs it, and it's comfortable, it's healthier. Enjoy whole home air quality solutions only with April Air.
Call Saliga Heating and Cooling, serving the St. Louis area, or visit SaligaHeatingandCooling.com.
At Ackerman Toyota, we know price matters. That's why our sales are up over 30% from last year. More and more people are coming to the city for their new Toyota for one reason: low prices. Plus, our new Toyotas come with a lifetime engine warranty. Right now, get 0% financing for 60 months on 8 great Toyotas. Lease a new 2012 Camry for just $239 a month. Stop in this weekend and get a $20 gift card just for test driving a new Toyota. Ackerman Toyota. Price matters.
One card per customer while supplies last. Offers plus tax, time, license, and $92 administration fee with approved credit, $239 per month for 24 months, $25.99 down. Zero security deposit expires 12/1/12.
At Ackerman Toyota, we know price matters. That's why our sales are up over 30% from last year. More and more people are coming to the city for their new Toyota for one reason: low prices. Plus, our new Toyotas come with a lifetime engine warranty. Right now, get 0% financing for 60 months on 8 great Toyotas. Lease a new 2012 Camry for just $239 a month. Stop in this weekend and get a $20 gift card just for test driving a new Toyota. Ackerman Toyota. Price matters.
One card per customer while supplies last. Offers plus tax, time, license, $92 administration fee with approved credit, $239 per month for 24 months, $25.99 down. Zero security deposit expires 12/1/12.
Mark Conley for Conley Roofing and Exteriors. As an 1872 Mizzou grad.
Mark, it's 1972.
Oh, yeah. We're proud to sponsor Mizzou football.
Conley Roofing is tops.
314-822-7100.
Get to Kohl's for Operation Black Friday. Beginning midnight Thursday, shop over 500 early bird specials. Plus, get $15 Kohl's cash for every 50 spent. Kohl's, expect great things.
Don't miss the kickoff countdown show live from the Mizzou store in the Chesterfield Valley every Friday night from 6 to 8 p.m. with Jim Holder. Jim will update you on everything you need to know about this week's University of Missouri football game. Plus, there'll be special guests from Mizzou. Make sure to tune in or stop by every Friday at the Mizzou store in Chesterfield to get all your Tiger info. It's the Kickoff Countdown Show, 6 p.m. Fridays on the Big 550 KTRS. We are Mizzou.
From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment starring Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456. And now here's Bill Cleveland.
Hello, everybody. How you doing?
Doing great, Bill. How are you?
I'm great. Well, preparations are underway for the big Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade. By the way, am I the only one that thinks parades are incredibly stupid? Is it just me? Anybody else?
I think it's just you.
It depends.
No. No, really, what's the point? You sit there and you're watching other people walk down the street.
Oh, no, I mean, man. As a kid, I used to love a parade.
To watch kids watch a parade. That's how you can enjoy them.
Yeah,
you guys are weirdos.
Scrooge.
It's quite a task, though, to control those giant balloons, you know, to get them to stay up in the air. Use a team of people using levers and pulleys. And, you know, it's the same system they use to put pants on Rosie O'Donnell.
I knew it would be a Rosie O'Donnell show.
Every year I have to pull that one out. Yeah, just remember this Thanksgiving, no matter how weird your family may be or how awkward they may be, you could always be gathered around the dinner table with General Petraeus and his wife.
Oh,
so, that would be fun.
Always be worse.
Awkward.
And Lindsay Lohan may be sent back to jail for lying to a police officer.
No.
Yeah, apparently Lindsay told the cops she was a successful actress.
Oh, boy. That's true.
Yeah. And the CEO of the Waffle House restaurant chain has been embroiled in a sex scandal that could be forced out. He could be forced out. Ooh. If so, it would be the first country that has higher standards for the Waffle House than the White House.
Good one.
Finally. Finally. Can't believe you guys like parades. I'm very disappointed.
Well, hey, a lot of people do.
Yeah.
Millions.
Well, Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez have reportedly broken up for good. Yeah, apparently they wanted to be free to annoy other people.
Oh, yeah, no kidding.
Free to annoy other people.
Yeah, we got it. We put the emphasis there.
Yeah, the Bill Clavel Insider brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, and I am Bill Clavel on the Big 550 KTRS.
Thank you, Bill.
See you guys.
What is that about? Hates parade.
He's like angry about it.
What's the hate? Fire trucks and the Shriners doing their little drills with their little motorcycles and cars and clowns.
Fun.
People throwing candy out.
Yeah, Bill doesn't like
floats
fun.
With beautiful girls on them and sitting on convertibles and stuff. And that Bill Clevelin.
Too busy napping.
Now, you Black Friday folks. I don't know what your itinerary is. Mine is to stay away from all stores. That's my Black Friday routine. But it's obvious that lots of people like it. Make one of your stops a Meanies, because especially when you have a family. I remember we'd say, okay, what are we going to get the whole family for? Something we can all enjoy. And it's not as tough as it sounds. You stick a ping pong table in the garage or in the basement somewhere, guess what? Eventually, everybody's going to pick up a paddle. Whether you've never done it or not, you're any good or not, you can't help it. It's too tempting. The same thing with a pool table. I never really shot pool. We got a pool table. So what did I do? I had to go out and get my personalized cue stick that screws into two pieces and goes in a case.
Hell yeah.
You know, like you really know what you're doing. And it's fun.
It's the same with darts. You feel like you have to get your own set.
Yeah, because you think you're getting good.
Right.
Until somebody comes along and kicks your butt. But it's a blast. Pinball machines. And not everybody can afford a new pinball machine. So you start with the electronic dart board. Those things are fantastic. Get a ping pong table. Foosball machine. Arcade games. I mean, like the real deal arcade type arcade games. And then things for the home like lighting and accent pieces. That's all at a Meanies. And when you buy something, you get a Meanies bucks that you can use to get other great things at a Meanies. AMeanies.com, Chesterfield Valley, 5 o'clock.